Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 18. I am your host, Pete Castanis, and this is a special Mother's Day episode. And this program will be brought to you by True Value Hardware with Lee Phillip.
Hi, this is Lee Phillip inviting you to shop at the store where the name over the door tells you there are values like these.
Choose an appliance gift for mom, like the Hamilton Beach Broiler Skillet, only $19.88, or the West Bend Quick Drip Coffee Brewer. It brews coffee fast, filters out bitterness, too. Here's the Rival Crock-Pot with a stoneware liner that lifts out for easy serving and cleaning. There are dozens of great gift ideas for mom at participating True Value hardware stores.
Okay, we are back, and I hope you enjoyed that commercial. That was from 1976 with Lee Phillip, who was a famous TV personality in Chicago from a long, long time ago. She was everywhere on television, and what a remarkable woman. I will be talking about her and her career on a later episode. So today I will talk about a few things. Like I said before, this is a special episode. Today is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and especially to my mother, which I love her dearly. And the first thing I will talk about is a bakery called Schmidt's Bakery. I think a lot of people are not very familiar with that, but it's a family. It was a family-owned bakery. And right now there are two locations. Well, there were three, but now there are two. One is at, it's located at Deerfield in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. There was one in Schaumburg, but I think I believe it closed down about a couple years ago. And I just want to make sure because I think it was, I think one of the family members owns those two bakeries at the present time, and their ancestors owned the Schmidt's bakeries in the Chicagoland area. And they had some wonderful displays of cakes and pies, mostly cakes, I guess. And their specialty was called the Queen Liz, and that was created in 1959 when Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip visited in Chicago. And the cake was filled with strawberries, bananas, and Bavarian cream, surrounded by ladyfingers and topped with a whole strawberry resembling like a crown. Oh, I would love to see a picture of that. And that took off pretty fast because, you know, the Queen, to this day, she's still a popular figure. And so there were other bakeries that were cakes they made and donuts and all that. And I posted a postcard of that on my Facebook page about a few days ago. And it seems like a lot of people didn't remember it, but it was quite a place. So the place is still running. I'm probably a great-grandson of Henry Schmidt. That was the owner of the locations in Chicago. So now another thing I'll be talking about is the TV series M Squad. And I found a TV bumper yesterday. And the show ran for ran from September 20th, 1957 through June 21st, 1960. And it aired on NBC. In Chicago, it was WNBQ. Later on, it turned into WMEQ. I think it changed letters, I believe, in 1964. Now, this interesting show starred Lee Marvin, and they filmed locations in Chicago. And there's an interesting story to that. I listened to a segment on WGN Radio, and there was an author. He talked about the show, and I found it fascinating. And it seems like then when the mayor, Richard J. Daley, was not happy about the show because it put a bad light on in the city, which, you know, today, well, that hasn't changed much. So, and I guess maybe he was paranoid or he had a certain dislike to the show, but there was no financial backing from the city, no cooperation. So he put a halt to it probably around the third season. And then while the show aired, they probably reused footage of the locations. And I have the show on DVD. I bought it, like 2008, 2009 when it came out. I've never seen the show. I vaguely remember someone talking about it, but when it was released on DVD, I was curious. So on an impulse, I bought it. And I started watching it every day, and I loved it. You know, and they had great guest stars on the show. Oh, wonderful. There was Charles Bronson, Mike Connors. It was Angie Dickinson, Alan Hale Jr., the skipper from Gilligan's Island. There was DeForest Kelly from Star Trek and Leonard Nimoy. And let's see, who else was there? Don Rickles and Burt Reynolds in his early roles. And a couple of locations I do remember, they showed the old police station. I think it was on Superior and Racine. I don't think the building's there anymore. And one location that stood out to me was at East 79th Street and Stony Island Avenue and South Chicago Avenue, that crazy intersection in the South Shore neighborhood, which I remember when I was a little kid. It was near my old church, St. Constantine. I don't remember exactly when the Skyway was built. I think it was built about in the late 50s, the Chicago Skyway, that is. But I remember when I went to school there from first grade to third, I remember the Skyway very well. Still there. And I was fascinated. And today they say that intersection is very dangerous, which I tend to believe that. And I remember on the corner there was a bank. I think it was called the Gateway. And across the street, also there was the Avalon Theater, which is now the Regal Theater. And that theater was beautiful, the Avalon. I'll talk about the Avalon Theater in another time. And there was a restaurant called the Kickapoo Inn. I like that name. And my mother, at the time when they lived in, my mother and father, when they lived in the area, they went to a party there. And she couldn't pronounce the name, which was funny. And the building's still there. But right now it's a church. So thank goodness for that. So anyway, back to M Squad. After it went off the air in 1960, it was syndicated and it aired on WGN Channel 9 for a while. Then they took it off the air. It hasn't been seen since for a long, long time until the show was released on DVD. And MeTV in Chicago started airing maybe about a few years ago, and it aired about maybe less than a year. I caught a few episodes, but it's not on the air anymore. I don't know the reason why. Maybe it's the same reason Richard Daley said about, you know, putting a bad light on the show, or it just didn't get good ratings. But when I posted the bumper yesterday, few people remember the show fondly, and they loved it, you know, and they showed the gritty side of Chicago in the late 50s. So I hope if you have a chance to buy it on DVD and watch it, hopefully it'll be back on TV. I believe there's a few episodes on YouTube. You can catch that, and you'll be fascinated because Lee Marvin, his role in this, Lieutenant Frank Ballinger, was excellent, and I loved his voice. You know, he seemed like an easy guy. I love the actor. My favorite movie from him is Cat Ballou, which that was wonderful. I love that movie. They rerun the movies on WGN Channel 9 for years, and hopefully I'll see it again, maybe on TCM. Okay, another thing I want to talk about is A news anchor that passed away was Bob Wallace. And when I heard about his death a few days ago, I was stunned. You know, I was very shocked. It was very sad. And so he passed away on April 28th. I think April 28th. And he was 80 years old. And he had COVID, which was terrible. And he started at WBM Channel 2 in 1970. And he was there from 1970 to 1991. And he was there, a long time. And I don't remember him anchoring the news. I do remember him from the shows that he co-hosted. For example, there was Noon Break with Lee Phillip. And there was 2 on 2. And Backroads. I remember him 2 on 2. And on Noon Break, not really, because Noon Break was on at 12. And my mother watched the show. But the thing is, at the time, we had one television set, and I watched Buzzo's Circus. And that didn't go well. And he was famous for his feature called Where's Wallace? And he would go places in the Chicagoland area, like today, that most people on the news do now. Like, for example, on Around Town on WGN Channel 9. excuse me. And he did that before. I don't know if other people have done that before him. I don't think so. And he would interview people with strange hobbies or some stores that are unique in the Chicagoland area. And he would participate in some strange stunts. It was funny when he did that. You know, he seemed like a serious man, but to me, he seemed like he had a lot of fun. And when I look at him, I start laughing. And my favorite segment was, every year around Thanksgiving, he would visit a turkey farm. I don't know where that was located. And one time he would ask the turkeys, how's everyone doing? And all the turkeys gobbled all together and started laughing at that. And my brother remembers that very well. And I loved it. And there was a special, you can catch it on YouTube, that he did on Riverview, which was, I loved it, you know, and it showed clips and he interviewed people that operated the rides. So I don't remember the rides, but he did a brief history on the amusement park, and I loved it. So you can catch it on YouTube, you know, with Bob Wallace hosting that. I think it was a segment on 2 and 2, I believe. I don't know. So, he was, after that, he also did a report called on the Shannon Rover Irish Pipe Band, which he later joined as a drummer. And I remember, you know, when he wore that kilt and he played the drum, I started laughing. And someone asked him, what's under the Scottish kilt? And he just flipped the kilt. I don't know. And I don't know if he wore any underwear or not. I don't know. he might have or might not. It depends, you know. And he would start laughing. So it's hilarious, you know. What a wonderful man he was, you know. And the last time I saw him on television was he was on Chicago's Best on Channel 9, and he was interviewed by Elliot Bambrow. I think that's how you pronounce his name. You know, he's a nice man. And they went to Gurnee, and lo and behold, there was Bob Wallace, and he was talking to Elliot, and he smiled and laughed a little. He hadn't changed at all. And that was about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. He seemed okay. He seemed very nice. He seemed happy. You know, that's a shame that he's gone. So he was a legend, you know, and very versatile. Very versatile, man. Okay, so. All right, so the last thing I will talk about is, well, today is Mother's Day, and I want to touch on a few things. Like, I remember in the newspapers and television ads that they would advertise Mother's Day. Like, for example, sales from department stores. And not much about restaurants, mostly the newspapers with the restaurants. So right a few days before Mother's Day will arrive, there will be restaurants and ads have a, they would have Mother's Day special brunches. They would receive free flowers. But, you know, you have to call ahead, you know, make reservations because it's always packed. And like for my mother, she doesn't like restaurant food. She doesn't like to go out. I tried a couple times, but she wasn't satisfied. She'd rather cook and feed us. And I know if it sounds terrible, but that's the way she is. You know, she does this for out of love, you know, and she'll probably do that. She will do that today. So so I buy her a Mother's Day card. Sometimes I used to buy flowers, but she didn't like us to waste money. So I just do for her, you know, that was her wish. So I do that. So it's the appreciation. She loves that, you know, because she's wonderful. As for the Mother's Day ads in the newspapers, and I remember mostly it was Marshall Field's. I posted a tin, like a candy tin, yesterday. They had beautiful things. I remember there was one item I saw on eBay or Worth Point. It was ladies' white gloves, and they looked so, and they were from Marshall Field's, and they looked so beautiful and elegant. Oh, you know, but women don't wear gloves today. Not at all. But when I see pictures of that, they look so beautiful and very pretty. So there was, like I mentioned before, there was Marshall Field's. They advertised it. Also Carson's, Litton's. What other stores? I'm trying to remember what downtown. Goldblatt's, Sears, Weebolt's, of course. And also like boutiques. I remember one boutique, I think a lot of people remember, was Rosalie. And there was one at Fort City near my old neighborhood. And they were located. And the clothes from my mother, what she told me, the clothes were beautiful and very well made, you know. And it was a wonderful store. So I remember on television ads, like, for example, grocery stores like Jewel, Dominick's, there was Eagle Food Center, Cub Foods, you name it. So they also had, like, for example, what items they had on sale. Now, they had, like, appliances on sale. Now, I don't know if today's mothers want to have appliances for Mother's Day. I know they don't want it for Christmas. You know, they want something, fun gifts, you know, like candy, flowers, a card, lingerie, you know, not standard traditional gifts like toasters, a blender, you know, but they did that in the old days. And I posted an ad a long time ago from Gately's People Store that was in Roseland, and the ad showed was appliances for sale. Now, you know, I posted that, and I had a lot of feedback from people. It was 50-50. Most of the women thought it was sexist and, you know, not for today. I can understand that. But as the men, no. You can understand. But, you know, when you buy an appliance or something that's for the house, it's a necessity. You don't buy it on a special occasion. You just buy it any old day. You know, but same thing applies for Christmas. You know, Mother's Day, you buy something very special, very that a woman would enjoy. Okay. So that'd be all for today. I just give you a quick health update. I received the pills a couple of days ago. This will help to help my prostate cancer. It's been removed, but my PSA went up a bit, so my doctor suggested that, and I had to take three the first day, which was yesterday, and I take one in the morning every day until it runs out. There's about 30, so we'll see what happens, and I will be going to see him on June 30th, And a week before, I will take a blood test, and then he will receive the PSA results, and we'll take it from there. Hopefully, it'll work. It would work. It will lower it. I don't know how long it might be. He might prescribe some more just to be on the safe side. We'll see then. Okay, so this is episode 18 for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis, and I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And this is to my mother and her friends and to all the mothers all over the world, because mothers are the best, the very best. Okay, thank you for listening to me, and have a good day, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye for now.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.